Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's episode number 443. Today's show should have been the preamble. Really should have. But anyway, I'm here with my amazing co-host, Jonathan Deadwin, who's just told me that he's essentially London trailer trash. We're classifying accents. But that's not what we're going to talk to all of you amazing people today about. What we're going to talk about is dominating social media. The actual title of the show will come out as How to Dominate Social Media as a Real Estate Agent in 2024. So this is a very interesting and very big subject, and we're going to keep it broad because like the strategies are different for every platform. But before we get into this subject, John, for that very small handful, that kernel of people that might be listening to us that don't know you yet, why don't you explain who you are?
Yes, I brought it these days with my trailer trash, my English trailer trash. He's been having a busy day. It's his celebration day, and he was looking a bit tense. But I brought a smile with my trailer trash comment, didn't I? Love it.
You did.
It was pretty smile. I'm the joint founder of mel-right.com. We're a lead generation platform. We provide a CRM, landing page, email, text, and beautiful websites built on WordPress. What more could you ask for, my beloved tribe that listen to this podcast? There's not much more, is there, Rob, that you can ask for?
I don't know. You know what? Probably not. You've got a Swiss Army knife of a tool over there, and you've got the heart of you've got a great heart to back it up, which is something I talk a lot about on my show. On my social media channel, I oftentimes talk about who founders are and where their minds and hearts are, because it does always end up rolling out and affecting the product or service. And a lot of people have commented to me for some reason lately, a lot. I think as times get tighter and people's belts tighten, they're actually paying more attention to something I've been talking about for years. So John is one of the good ones. Is a very long preamble into that. John is one of the good ones. He's a good guy with a good heart. Like all of us entrepreneurs, sometimes a little finicky. So am I, though, just to be fair.
I'm pretty bonkers. I know I am. So it's not all bad. It's when you don't know that you're a bit bonkers.
But if you're looking for a WordPress partner, if you're looking for somebody to jumpstart your marketing, if you're looking for somebody that is a little more reliable than the average guy and certainly more accessible, John is the guy. All right. If anybody doesn't know who I am, my name is Robert Newman. I'm the founder of Inbound REM. It is a company that is focusing on SEO and attraction marketing strategies as opposed to the wide variety of other strategies that you could pursue. We're unique in the space, and I've been doing it a long ass time. If anybody's interested in learning more about me, just go to inboundrem.com and you will be able to look at the About or Services pages and figure out who I am real quick, because I have got lots of info there. All right, without any further ado, let's jump into this this topic. So John, these notes that you left, these are all things you wanted to keep. Are they making it into the show notes?
No, not the resources, just the 4 points. They're just general 4 points that I laid out to give it some scaffolding to the conversation.
So I want to make this a little bit. I'm gonna get a smidge tricky on you.
You don't do that every show, right? I know you're going to test me. God, what's it going to come out next?
Well, actually, you've done an amazing job this year of leading us down the path of many, many different applications. Okay, and I'm not intending to do this intentionally, but I don't remember a lot of them. But you, the number one on our list to talk about today is make your posts visually appealing. And the funny thing is that when I read this subject, my mind leapt to the very many apps that we've reviewed. And there's got to be some more than a small handful that fall into the category of make your posts pretty. So if by any chance you remember any of those, I figure when you answer what you would do for this, you just might drop a couple.
Well, the main one is Canva. If you're looking, the free Canva is pretty powerful. But if you're, you know, if you can't cough up the $100-$120 a year for Canva, I think any real estate agent that's serious about getting leads online and using social media should be coughing up for Canva Pro.
Copy you. I think that all of that's true. I also think that one of the greatest free resources for everybody listening to the show are some of the handful of apps that have taken the time to build out content libraries that are free. I personally found that when it comes to learning, like optimizing YouTube videos as an example, well, vidIQ has been not the best, but one of the better resources that I use, and their videos are free. Like, and they...
I've changed. I listen, I was using YouTube Buddy, but I switched a couple of weeks to vidIQ, and it is a much better tool.
Oh, well. Oh, I haven't really compared the two, so it surprised me to hear you say that. I just kind of got used to vidIQ, knew there was two choices, and I just chose vidIQ, and I've been very happy with them, and it's not very expensive, so because of those two things, it's like, I'm not going to change. It's $10 a month. I mean, it's not worth the hassle. But the thing that has impressed me the most, though, is that I've been able to leverage vidIQ's video library, John, and actually help have it supplement my own in the training of my people about it, because their content, I'm not saying it's the best in the world, but it's good enough. Like posting thumbnails and things like that, they're really good about giving you like not examples and people who are doing it right, and they have a bit of data analysis behind it. It's awesome. Yeah. So your key... Sorry, go ahead. My bad.
Sorry. Good one. I interrupted you. I didn't mean to. I thought you were ended.
No. I'm done. I can be done.
Yeah, I think the visualization, but I think the other thing I want to put forward to people is you're going to be more successful on a platform that you're actually enjoying using yourself to consume on. So if you're on Facebook a lot or Instagram, the problem with Facebook and Instagram is losing some traffic. Facebook and Instagram, they're Meta properties. But if you're on there a lot, I would put my material on there, but I feel you're going to have to add some money to it as well and boost and give Meta some money, because the reach isn't going to be that great. But if you're on there, like I say, if you're using a particular social media platform and you're on there and you're consuming, that's where you should start on your journey, because you're going to find it easier to utilize a platform that you're using on a daily basis rather than something you don't use at all. I also think video, I think YouTube is a great resource because it's the second largest search engine. But we've hammered away at that, haven't we, Rob? You know, I think we must have bored our listeners that have stayed with us a few years, but it's the honest truth. And especially, you know, I've increased my presence on YouTube with Mail Right and my other business. I must, over the past 6 months, produced over 300 videos on YouTube. Huh.
What has that done for your business, John?
I think it's really helped. You know, almost every person that's booked a consultation with me has talked about the videos that I produce. A lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them have mentioned them in the conversation.
And on top of that, it's a very strong signal for your website. I haven't checked your website out in quite a while, but I'd be absolutely stunned if you weren't getting more overall traffic to it, the Mailrite site.
And the Mailrite and the WP. The WP Tonic, I've tripled the traffic to it.
Well, WP Tonic's a beast. I mean, you've got... Well, it's just like Inbound REM in the sense that you've been working it so consistently, steadily. You have a strong audience, strong name brand recognition now, like all those different things to go along with it. And you eventually, that work pays off. Even in SEO, which takes a long ass time, even there, that work pays off. So I would be shocked if you told me that WP Tonic wasn't, you know, experiencing growth.
I've tripled the amount of content that we're producing, Rob, over the past year. I think another one, I'd be interested in your thoughts, another one that I think is growing quite, is TikTok. I don't use it at all, but I know some real estate agents and especially trainers and influencers in the real estate space that are also active real estate agents, and they're saying they're getting good results from TikTok, but it's a young audience. So I think a lot of other agents would say, interesting, but my particular audience isn't on there. What's your own thoughts about that, Robert?
I haven't seen any proof that says specifically, like, the first movers in TikTok, which we interviewed one a few years ago, and I've talked to a few on my own too. The first movers are going to make a lot of money in TikTok because there are going to be a small handful of younger people, like in California, that could afford a home. And they're going to, you could buy them. In terms of adults, like I've got adults, I've got like friends of mine that are on TikTok, but they're on there with their kids. So there's deeper penetration to like an older audience than I think we realize. However, I don't know anybody in my circle that isn't on TikTok for amusement's sake. So you're backing into like real estate stuff or whatever you're going to do. Any platform where there's a lot of people, I think that there is the opportunity to market yourself. You just have to crack the metric for, you know, the tone of that place along with the direction or result that you're trying to get. Here's where I've always thought that there's a great synergy with real estate. There is a growing trend, of which I hope I'm partially responsible for, where real estate agents are moving in the direction of being lifestyle ambassadors. And if you're trying to approach something on TikTok to be amusing or educational about a place that you live or like, and all things related to lead generation are second, lifestyle ambassador first, I do think that there's a big opportunity to brand yourself to an area. And I think that if you're on TikTok and you're looking for a large audience and you have a clever way of approaching being like a lifestyle ambassador, I've seen lots of people grow huge audiences very fast. And I think if as long as you're invested in it for fun and leave the rest at the door, you might very well be surprised by the ancillary results. Like if you get a few hundred thousand or a few million followers on TikTok, you're going to make some money off it. It just shouldn't be your primary. Like I wouldn't ever point anybody at TikTok and go that's your lead generation right there. Like brand recognition, maybe a little bit of fun. Absolutely. Like a little bit of creative thinking applied to something. Yes. But TikTok videos and YouTube videos and other videos, like you'd have to work pretty hard to figure out a reel that would like work on all platforms consecutively, like with TikTok being the standout exception, because to me, it's an entertainment space. It's not even a place where reels work quite the same way that they do on other platforms.
And I think you want to choose one platform and concentrate that and then be omnipresent, but repurpose the content. But there is, based on my experience, there's going to be one kind of platform, one social, if you're going to treat this serious to get leads, folks, there's going to be one particular social media vector that will generate the bulk of the leads for you, either YouTube, Facebook, Google adverts, don't know what it is, but it's going to be, because you've got to be aware, each social media platform has a kind of different, requires different content and has a different culture to it and a different kind of audience. And you've got to be aware of that.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to break because I'm going to come back and I'm going to respond to some of what John said. He brought up a lot of really good things. So I'm going to talk about platform specific stuff from my perspective. I should surprise nobody listening to the show that John and I both are leaned heavily into YouTube. It is my primary platform I focus on. It's also the primary platform that has driven me results. But we'll get into a little bit of that after we come back from break. Stay tuned.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the episode 443 of the MailRite Show. Today's episode is how to dominate social media as a real estate agent. Really, I think this is really broad. I don't think we're going to really let you know everything to dominate. We're just going to give you some ideas. One of those ideas that John just mentioned before we went to break was focusing on a platform. John, I agree with you, man. I think you need to pick something. For me, I picked two verticals, one accidentally and one with intent. The one I picked with intent from the very beginning of founding Inbound REM was YouTube. I always knew I wanted to go into YouTube and start talking about real estate marketing related stuff. I don't dominate. I still only have a few 2,500 subscribers. I'm not really great about consistent video posting, but I am very good at consistently creating evergreen content that delivers me lots and lots and lots of communication over the compound interest of years. And so one of those things that I think that like when you start to say dominate, guys, ladies and gentlemen, John, everybody, it's like, I think that John really touched on what I would probably call the biggest quote unquote secret of this episode. You have to have the courage and the faith to understand, do all the work up front in terms of your research, figure out where you want to be. LinkedIn is a reasonable place for real estate agents. We don't talk about it much, but you could easily build a following and get involved in a lot of groups. Facebook is also an excellent place. We've had a couple people on the show that have done massive lead generation off Facebook groups. Yeah. And that I would love that for everybody listening to the show. It's just not my jam. Like, that's just not what I decided for myself. I post videos to my Facebook group, but I don't want to be doing the daily stuff that I've seen so many Facebook experts that we have come on the show. I just don't want to do it. There's nothing wrong with it, though. If you're more of a daily blogger or thinker and Facebook is your place that you like to go and be anyway, heck, make a Facebook group. And then
when it comes to LinkedIn with my other business, I have a very distinct audience, which I'm aiming at, which is more business to business, which is associations and nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And I also write and make videos for YouTube and write content for that target audience. But I specifically post content specifically developed for LinkedIn for that target audience, which is a sub audience. So I kind of aim at that sub audience. I think the other thing when it comes to social media, Rob, and we've hammered away about this as well, is you're going to find it much easier with social media to get success. If you, whatever platform you choose, is find this niche. You know, don't find a niche that you're speaking to through that platform, you know, if it's a certain social, certain type of individual, a certain individual, a bit linked to what you said about lifestyle, you know, it doesn't have to be geo-based, but it can be. When I was doing this research, I found a couple of agents. One agent that's doing really well on YouTube, and he's based in Atlanta in Georgia. I didn't add to that list, actually. I gave you that I was doing some extra research today, Rob. And I think that's important because the reason why I'm saying this, Rob, is the truth is a lot of agent social media content is crap. It really is bad, most of it. It's unfocused. It's more about bragging a bit, or it's more, you get a lot of agents complain online about, and it is a tough business, don't get me wrong. But your audience isn't interested in that, are they, Rob? I would imagine you're going to agree with me. So you need to plan it out. And that's what you do in your agency, don't you? You offer some strategy and some planning, don't you?
Lots. It's measure once, cut for 2 years. I usually consult with people, and then the direction that we put them on, we stick with for years. It's important to have an understanding of what your mission is and who you're trying to talk to, and what try to like. My belief about marketing, for the most part, and it's not that you can't do other things. I'm just so sick of one-liners and taglines that lead you to something that is low value or not as represented. And I mean, it's 80 to 90% of everything you can buy, find, see, watch, read. Social media, in many ways, is a blight upon society, but we can make it different. And the way that I teach my clients to make it different is honesty, ethics, good storytelling, and making sure that you have a clear and understandable mission. And like that mission can simply be like providing the best, most ethical representation inside a very small space. And then you just talk about the details of what that means to you, like contract reviews and really boring stuff. I'm going to go out and sit in a class that talks about all the changes on the contracts because of NAR. I've done a few podcasts lately talking about that subject. And like, that's just a way for you to be on social media, providing value, providing transparency, providing ethical content that drives people to a place. Number three on the list, which I'm going to segue into here, but just for people who are following along and trying to read the show notes, I'm going to let you know that number three is hashtags. And so once you've got your messaging down, like John said, and you've figured out who you're talking to and what the value is that you have to offer, then it becomes the mechanics of the individual platforms. And I always found this concept to be harder than most other concepts because different platforms do have different mechanics. So you look at the platform and you go, how can I get some reach off my posts, like with Instagram or Facebook or wherever you're interested in expanding first? And the answer is, in many cases, hashtags, not in the case of YouTube. YouTube is time consuming to optimize content properly. Worth it, but time consuming. And Facebook, less time consuming, but also much more momentary. So, and not very many people are using hashtags in their search bar. Facebook failed at competing with Google for like informational relevancy, which is what originally Zuckerberg had that idea. It's just fate that people aren't using the platform that way. So searching on it, it's not gonna, like, you're not gonna create a lot of value for yourself through hashtags. A little bit, yes, for sure, on Facebook. A lot of value on Instagram. Tremendous amounts. It's a secret strategy there. 30 hashtags per post is what's possible. And depending on what you're trying to do and the level of determination that you have, you should actually have researched hashtags on your Instagram, and you need to keep hammering away at them because there's lots of search there.
I don't use Instagram. My partner with Mel Wright, he's big into Instagram. He loves it. I've never been here. My four are podcasting, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter. And I don't use Twitter for Mel Wright because I don't think a lot of real estate agents on Twitter. My other business, I Twitter a lot, and I put a lot of content on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I do a lot on LinkedIn, and I do a lot of podcasting, and I make a lot of videos. So I am very active on those particular four platforms.
And generally speaking, do you acquire customers? I know you acquire an audience.
Yeah. I think, because the problem with the original podcast for my other business, it really wasn't aimed at my target audience, because I started that before I started to find my own niche. When I started my original podcast, Rob, I was just a general developer. Mm-hmm. And I worked for a couple regional agencies as a developer, and I wanted to get more just client, freelance clients, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or agency clients, right? But then I developed WP Tonic into a niche. But I've started about over a year ago, I started another podcast called The Membership Machine Show, which is really focused at my target audience for my other business, Robert. And that does attract clientele. And the videos do as well. And the LinkedIn, like, because I'm aimed at associations and non-profits, I get about one call a month, but they can turn into very large customers, Rob. Very large customers.
And I don't really focus on I've always focused on my mission first and everything related second. And I've been very blessed in that. While inbound REM has taken it on the chin as the real estate market has slowed down, we're doing a lot better than most other marketing companies, from what I can tell. Clients have remained more static, more steady. And here's the funny thing. Once my business was established, I'm noticing that my existing clients are more and more leveraging my content, which is how I tell them they should use the service. My team is starting to promote our content on our social channels when they service the clients. And I am discovering a massive amount of resiliency and an additional layer of profitability from a service perspective. And that's making me, much more committed to the route, like the Facebook route, the YouTube route. It's taken years to get my clients used to going and accessing those places. But now that they are, it's really worth it. It's triply worth it to do the content, because they're now going back and referencing answers and old videos that I have. I make sure that, like, I post about every third show that you and I do into my private Facebook group, something like that. And I just keep doing those things to try to provide value, which in turn, once people are used to leveraging it, provides valuable to me in the social media realm. Now, the hashtags and such, guys, ladies and gentlemen, John, everybody, I got to be honest. I build processes around them and then forget it. I cannot stand the mechanics of doing the work myself. I always just build the process and then hand it off to other people and forget about it, because I'm not trying to be wildly successful on all the platforms that really leverage, like, hashtags. John listed his. Ladies and gentlemen, I have three channels. One's not social. I leverage email a lot. It's an important channel for me. It generates the vast majority of my leads, actually, is the email. Number two is YouTube. And I focus on YouTube. And then my blog, and then YouTube, Google My Business, which shockingly, John, has actually started to generate, like this year, I think for the first time, it's been about 6 years since I've been dominant in my area. And I think this year has been a year where I honestly think I've acquired 3 or 4 clients through local, which is just like stupidly impressive since I've only had like 16 to 20 clients this year. So 25% have come from local, which is crazy to me. I'm sorry, what were we going to say? My bad.
Yeah, I think with the tags, you know, LinkedIn, about a year ago, LinkedIn got rid of tags. They got rid of it, which was surprising. I do tag the Facebook stuff that I post, is it? And I think with YouTube, using something like vidIQ or YouTube Buddy does help with that process a lot. Makes it less painful. And I always tag on Twitter because it is the main way that people find you. I'm not really into Instagram. That's really Adam's, the video editing and the Facebook and Instagram. I do all the WordPress stuff and the website stuff. But the main thing is I've got a very small email list with my other business. It's not something we developed on MailRite. So you've got to, but to get anything from this episode, folks, is I think we're all big in video, but choose the platform, choose one platform, multi-purpose it, and don't produce all the... Go to Rob's website, have a look at all his advice he's got on it, and we got some on the MailRite website. And think about it and work out what kind of stuff you're going to post. But most agents' stuff is pretty dire, isn't it? So if you up your game a bit, you're going to get some good results, I think.
So I'm just going to, we're obviously going to wrap up the show. We're minute 32 or so into it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say that the next 2-3 minutes of my dialogue is going to be the bonus content from my perspective, not from John's. Here we go. I'm going to give you all a couple of just hard and fast tips. Pinterest is actually not great for lead generation, but it's extremely good for, number one, for search engine optimization. If you have a website that you're trying to promote, Pinterest is the only major social media platform that allows you to read it and throw links and content and direct traffic. I still get over 1,000 people to my website per month from Pinterest. It's been the most successful transferral program that I have ever done. So we don't talk about it much. Just understand Pinterest is viable, though it's probably more of a place to build an audience. The other place is Twitter. Twitter is has always been, in my opinion, a shit show of opinions and things like that. However, it's a place that if you have a more authentic voice, that I feel like you would go. I do not have an authentic voice for that kind of forum. I don't want to participate in conversations about politics or any of the vast majority of stuff that's there. So I do have a Twitter profile. I've got a few thousand people that follow me. I just literally just link the same content that I link everywhere else. And half the time I have somebody do it for me. With Instagram, now here's the big one, the big boy in the sandbox for most real estate agents. I have without question, undoubtedly, no second guessing. You want to know where the most leads come from about any platform except YouTube? Instagram is number two on that list. So many agents I know. And here's the crazy thing, John. I know agents in the extreme highest ends of luxury, and they're pulling 25, 35, 45, $55 million leads off Instagram. Instagram is the place to be at almost every level of your business. It's also a great branding tool. We integrate so many Instagram profiles into our client websites. It is an incredible place to be as a lead, as a real estate agent for both branding and lead capture. And it's that mid-range, younger to mid-range, because Instagram's an old platform now, John. used to be for kids. It's not for kids anymore. It's for young adults and hip middle-aged people. Like, everybody in tech that I know is on Instagram and prefer it. So, and this is a very profitable audience to be talking to. So Instagram, if everybody's looking for a cheat code, I'm giving it to you. YouTube, for those of you who are story-based teachers like me and John, and for those of you who may be a little bit more like fashion, like image conscious, like Instagram is just the hands down recommendation that I would make for you. And then the last but not least is, don't worry about, like, despite the fact that John and I are sitting here talking about this, worry about the big broad stuff first. That's how to dominate social media, is do what John said, pick your place, pick your storytelling style, decide it in advance, and then go out and learn what you need to learn about that platform, about that storytelling style. John is correct. We're both resources. I probably got a little bit deeper content on inbound REM, but we are both resources. John is a resource to look at, in my opinion, when you're looking for a guy who is out there as a small business owner and making everything happen on all these different platforms for three different businesses. So if some of you have multiple businesses, John would be the person to look at. I have one focused interest, which is inbound REM. I have other things I do, but they're all for fun. John, how do you want to close out the show? What's your tip? What kind of burning, like, well, would you think, tell somebody?
I think you just should choose the platform and try and produce video and content for that particular. And it's all, you know, by this conversation, the two, it's either Instagram or YouTube, isn't it? For me, it's going to be YouTube because I've got a load of equipment. And I know how to produce them. If you're going to do that, though, you want to go to Rob's website or mine and have a look at some of the stuff. Join the Mel Wright podcast. Listen to the voice we give. And, you know, get at it. There's no excuse. But you will get leads if you really take it, concentrate either on Instagram or YouTube. I think you're going to get some leads from it, don't you?
I do. I absolutely do. But I'm going to give some free consultation to everybody who's listening to me. The first thing that all of you should do, the first thing every single person should do, is answer the question for yourself, how you're going to be helpful to the people out there. Okay? Lead generation comes second. It is harder and harder to do tricky things online where you're trying to like sneak in like a contact form or sneak in a squeeze page, or really most everywhere I look, John, the people who are successful, there's two channels, and I only do one of these two, but there are some people that have become wildly successful through being creative and amusing. In other words, they entertain and they become wildly successful for like things like lead generation because they're making you a laugh or engaging you, or you're watching them. Krista Mayshore is a big believer in that. And then the second group, which is to be helpful, educational, and I 100% fall in that group. Like we're going to figure out what you need, how we can help with our knowledge, and then we're gonna help you. And then if we did a good job, maybe, you know, check out these other things that we do, you know. And that's, that school of philosophy drives most of your leads. After that, if you get that down, helping, being helpful, all that shit, what you have left is simply how do you get that help to be seen the most, or asking your audiences for favor in the form of, can you share this with other people? It's going to help. If it helped them, it's such an honest request. Oftentimes they do it. Like if you're really trying to help, they will oftentimes say, you know what? You're right. Every person in my office should see this video, and I'm going to share it with them. That's been my experience, at least. We're at the end, John. This is 10 minutes on the dot. Is there anything else that you wanted to? Okay. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up. Wherever you've seen us, I'm going to do exactly what we just said. If you think that this subject could be helpful to younger and newer, this is definitely focused at either old agents getting into social media for the first time, like more established agents or brand new agents that have never considered that they would have to have a social media presence as they got their career started. And for those people, if we've helped you and you have other people in the office that are in the same situation that you're in, do us both a favor, please. Share this with them. It is there to help. We're trying to be helpful. If we haven't met that standard, comment on wherever you see this post. If you see it on a MailRight YouTube channel, you see it on a MailRight Facebook page, comment. John or his partner will respond. If you see it on inbound REM stuff, comment. I will respond. If you'd like to reach out to me and learn more about inbound REM or learn more about social media, learn about all the hundred, like I have so much information on my site about how to do this stuff specifically, go to inboundrem.com and look at the social media section and then break it out by platform. We have something on there for everything. How about you, John? How would you like
people? I'll just go to the mail-right website, have a look what we got. We've got a fantastic platform. It's really competitively priced. You get individual care and assistance from us. And I think we are going to be offering, updating the platform in the next couple of months to offer even more value. And I just think it's honestly a fab platform. Back over to you, Rob.
Beautiful. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 443. John and I have been doing this for hundreds of episodes now. It's been a joy and a pleasure. And John, I'm going to sign off the show with just a little footnote. We mentioned at the beginning of the show, what I was excited about for myself is that today marks 18 years of continuous sobriety for me. You can cut this out of the show if you want, John. I'm fine with it. But anyway, it's a big personal day for me. And I'm so grateful to you, John. I'm so grateful to the audience. And I'm so grateful to everybody that tunes into the show. Without sobriety, none of this would happen. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be co-hosting with you. I wouldn't have a business for you to care like if it was partnered with. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Thank you, John, as always, for everything that you do to make this happen. And until next time, we'll look forward to hopefully having you tune in the next show.